is, holiness, if we achieve peace in our hearts, which the questioner says is very difficult indeed, but if we were to achieve it, how then does our spirit of peace cross over the boundaries, the borders that are placed in our world?
Yes, it is difficult. But then, you see, I feel, I mean, no doubt, making world peace very difficult. But, you see, everyone do not want suffering. Everyone wants happiness. And also, there is no other alternative. If other alternative, then we have choice. But since there is no other alternative, so we have to try with a determination, with a great determination, will, hope. I always believe pessimism is the real source of failure. Right from the beginning, whether achieve or not, optimistic attitude, try our best. Then, even if fail, no regret. Like that.
Next question, yes, please. Could you? The question is that so many peacemakers, so many great teachers, the Buddha, Jesus, Gandhi, have given their lives for peace, literally. Have we created, holiness, a better world because these people have given their lives? Our questioner thinks not.
Basically, you mean, therefore, is there any hope? That is your point?
Yes.
No, I have great hope. Far better, you see, remain with your hope. Isn't it? And now, I have, you see, another reason. In ancient time, you see, as I mentioned earlier, you see, war, destruction, are limited. And also, now you see, that time, nation to nation, I mean, not beside nation to nation, even a, how to say, the village, more or less, you see, supported by themselves, as a complete independent. Not much, you see, need from other, not depend. In any case, you see, question of their own, you see, how to say, livelihood. You see, not much depend on other. Now, today, the economic system, the condition is vastly different. And also, better communication. You see, radio, you see, television, and also, you see, touring, tourist. People, you see, continent to continent, go like this. So these are a positive factor to achieve, more understanding for necessary of peace. and genuine sense of brotherhood, sisterhood. This is, I believe.
Yes, please. The question is meditation important for achieving peace amongst us and in the world?
Yes, for practitioner, meditation is very important, that is no doubt. Then, non-practitioner, non-believer, you see, I think it's some kind of, you see, meditation. Or thinking, more thinking inward. Or sometimes it would be very, very excitement to investigate oneself. Now today, the world, you see, outer space and exploration of outer space very much active. Though very expensive, still, you see, people, I mean, exploring these things. I believe within skull, this small human head, I think sort of inner space, there are, I mean, quite a number of things yet to explore. So now you see, so even you see non-believer, sometimes if you have some enough time, sit on a chair and think, who am I? What kind of, you see, what is consciousness? What is desire? What is irritation? What is anger? Is it that kind of investigate inner world? Maybe a fun, maybe a, how to say, good.
Thank you very much. Please. There's a gentleman there and then a gentleman there, please. Please. I'm so sorry. Could you just say it once more? Because I didn't just manage to catch it. The question is, could His Holiness please try to emphasize the acceptance by the West of the Buddhist doctrine of karma? Could you say?
Now, if you use word West, that's too big. Now you see, I believe every religion not belonging, you see, in this particular region. For example, you see, I don't believe Buddhism and Hinduism is something belong to India or these Asian countries, and Christian and Judaism is somehow belong in an other side of world. That I believe, you see, all these major world religion belong world. So you see there, now this is my feeling. Then your particular question. Now the karmic theory is the common in Buddhism and Hinduism. not common in, Christianity. So now for a Christian, for a person who feel Christian teaching is most effective according one's own experience, then for him, Christian, all answer for him there. This I believe. Now, furthermore, now for example, among the present world religion, I think we can make, two categories. One category or group is, the fundamental philosophy or thing is God, Creator, Almighty. Then another group of, whether you call religion or teaching, such as Buddhism, Jainism, and one part of Sangha philosophy, do not accept Creator. Simply, oneself as a master of oneself. Now these two teaching, for certain people, the theory of God, if you love God, if you, obey God, you will reach heaven and you will, gain, happiness, most satisfaction. For that person, now that is completely enough. Complete teaching. Now for other side, there's no particular creator, oneself as a creator. Now, for that philosophy, now karma involved. Everything depends one's own action. That called karma. So oneself behave well, future you will get a good result. Oneself behave bad, the consequence you have to face due to karma. So, the two teachings, this I believe.
I think if we may, we'll have one more question from this gentleman here, and then I know that His Holiness has had a long day. He came down from Scotland today and is staying overnight and then going tomorrow to London. So he's had a long and heavy day. So I think we'll take one more question and then we'll let His Holiness go. Thank you. Thank you. The question is that many people are being killed in Punjab. Why doesn't His Holiness go there and preach his message of peace and reconciliation?
As frankly speaking, before I left to, this country, behind the scene, I made attempt. Then also, you have to know the reality. I remain in India as a guest of Governor of India. And it's very unfortunate. Even one person's, dying, or untimely death, is really, feel very, very heavy. Therefore, there's quite a number of people, how to say, killed or die in a holy place. It's very unfortunate. But now you see, that situation not happen over one night, but by months and years. There, you see, local politics also there. So, situation is not so simple and easy. You understand? So, please, you feel at ease there. As a monk, as a one of human being, you see, in the past, I did my best as much as I can in every field for sake of human happiness. In the future, as long as my last day, as long as my last day come, I will do whatever I can do. Thank you.
Your Holiness, this has been a very special time because you have given us a rather special dimension of our thinking about the interrelationship of our faiths. Very often, people concerned with the great faiths of the world think of the theological questions or the philosophical questions. You have made us think of two questions. One is the basic, if you like, theology of humanity. The basic humanity of us all. And we must constantly bear that in mind, those things that unite us. But the second point I think you've made to us is the question of conscience. And in the exploration of our relationships one with another, whether we belong to the prophetic faiths of the world or the mystical faiths of the world, the question of the conscience that we share together would be an expression of our common humanity, and could well be an area of exploration for us to deepen our unity and our search for peace. We thank you, Your Holiness, for being here. And now I want to ask us all, in the presence of the Dalai Lama, to have 4 minutes of silence and peace and quiet, during which some children from our communities will come up the steps and give His Holiness some gifts of flowers. And I've asked the organist to play very, very quietly.
Dear brothers and sisters, can we say together the universal prayer for peace? Lead me from death to life, from falsehood to truth. Lead me from despair to hope, from fear to trust. Lead me from hate to love, from war to peace. Let peace fill our heart, our world, our universe. God bless you all.